Today's daf is Nida Daf Samach. We're going to start at the Mishnah at the bottom of Nun Tetem Abed. Hishila chaluka l'nochrit o l'nida hareza o tolava. If she lent her garment to a nochrit, a non-Jewish woman, or a nida. If you remember non-Jewish women, we assume they're zavot. Right? They're always considered zavot, although we'll see always, we're going to talk about it in a minute. Or to a nida who's already tme'ah, so she can assume the blood came from that woman. This is what we call, okay, it's a musar called tolim hakil kelaba mekukelet. Right, if we have someone to ping it on who's already messed up, so let's just stick it on them. So we have a woman who's already...
Does it apply in other contexts?
So yeah, it does apply in other contexts. It comes up in the Gemara Pesachim, and it applies in other contexts that when you have a suffix about it, and we're going to talk about some other cases today, when you have a suffix, we can assume... Let's just attribute it to the one who's already messed up. Okay, what if we mess up that person more? We're going to have to discuss today. What if, you know, she's in Sheva Nekiim, right? Then we're going to mess up her up more by saying, so that's a question. But at this point, she's in Nida, okay? Or she's in a Nochrit, who's already considered Tmeah. Now, notice the difference between a Nochrit and a Nida. A Nida is Bechezkat, that she's got blood coming out. The Nochrit, we just always kind of judge her as a Zava, because she never gets out of it, but it's not like she necessarily has blood coming out right now. And yet still, we're going to assume it came from her. Shlosha nashim shelavshu chaluk echad, o sheyashvu al safsal echad. Okay, three women who wear the same garment or sat on a bench and nobody checked in between. V'yimtza lavdam, and they find either on the clothing or on the bench blood. Kulan tme'ot. Yashvu al safsal shel evan o al ha'itzdeba shel merchatz, if they sat on something that was made of stone or the bathtub, in the bathhouse, those are items that are not mekabel tumah, and we already saw this, that Rabbi Nechemiah mitaher. He says it's tahor, she's tahora. Why? Shaya Rabbi Nechemiah omer, kol davar she'eno mekabel tumah, eino mekabel ktamim. This is a very important halacha. Let me pask in this way. Because ktamim, the whole issue is all for tumah and tara purposes, therefore, if a spot is found on something that isn't mekabel tumah, therefore, you don't... There's no ketamim. Okay, this is a good question about toilet paper, pads, all these issues. Are they mekabel tumah or not? It's all relevant to, right, if we hold like Rabbi Nechemiah, which we do, then again, those things are all questionable. Are they mekabel tumah? Aren't they? There's all these debates about it. But basically, if you see on something that's not mekabel tumah, then you wouldn't be considered a nida. Amarav, binochrit haro'a, mimai? Sorry, binochrit haro'a. Okay, it has to be a nochrit who's already seen blood, meaning she's already gotten her first period. How do we know this? Mimai dumia denida. Ma nida de kachazia af nochrit de kachazia. It must be, right? Just, they compare the nochrit and the nida. So just like the nida is someone who obviously has already started getting her period, therefore the nochrit also has to be that she's already started, she's had a period already. I'm a Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet says, what are you talking about, Rav?
It
doesn't mean the age. It means, this is exactly going to be the debate, it means she's actually gotten a period. We know for a fact that she's gotten a period. We have to check. Okay, if we want to be toleba, we have to know that she's already gotten her first period, not necessarily only age. Comes Rav Sheshet, he says exactly what you said, Judy, which is, first he says, ki na'im v'shachiv Rav, amar lahashmata. Rav must have been sleeping when he said the following halacha. Okay, right, now. Question is this clearly that he's mocking? Is it a disrespectful manner? Or maybe say it's a respectful way of saying, you must have made a mistake. But instead of saying you must have made a mistake, maybe you were sleepy when you said it, you know, because I know if you were clear-headed, you never would have said it. You know, maybe that's what he's saying. Again, he wasn't talking directly to Rav. He was talking about Rav. Anyway, to question whether this was respectful or disrespectful. Anyway, he says, why did he make this mistake? Did Tanya... Look at the following braita. The braita says, a different braita, tola, I think it's a tosefta, tola b'nochrit. It's dependent, right? We can put it on a nochrit. Rabbi Meir omer, b'nochrit ha-ru'uya lir'ot. Rabbi Meir says, only if, and here goes Judy's answer, if she's of the age that she can have a period. Meaning if she's younger than that, no. Now it sounds like Tana Kama says, any nochrit. Comes Rabbi Meir to be Machmir and says, only if she is of age to see. But nobody there says she actually sees. But if she actually sees, he doesn't seem to require that. So, lo itzrich, right? If she sees, right? You don't need ro'a, lo itzrich. You don't need that. It's enough to just say she's ru'uya lirot. So I'm a Rava. Rava now comes to support Rav and says, no. V'tizbur Rabbi Meir l'chuma. You thought that Tanakama there in that Tosefta said tola b'nochrit, and Rabbi Meir said only if she's nochrit haruya lirod, and that Rabbi Meir is more machmir, that you have to wait till she's of a particular age, but not that she actually saw her period. No, Rabbi Meir l'kula. Rabbi Meir is actually being more mekel, and this is how you should read it. Titania, how do we know Rabbi Meir is more mekel? Because look at a different braita. In a different braita, it says Titania eina tola b'nochrit. Rabbi Meir omer tola. Okay, meaning one person says you can't be tole, and Rabbi Meir says you can be tole. So what do you see? Rabbi Meir is more mekel. If Rabbi Meir is more mekel, then you could say he says ruya lirot, and Tanakama says no, she has to actually have gotten her period, which would then support Rav. Now you might say that's not how it sounds from what Rav Shesha quoted, tola b'nochrit, right? So what do they say? Taritzachi. Behi sheroa, tola b'nochrit, as long as she's already gotten a period. In other words, you have to add in those words to that braita. That really, when Rabbi Meir says it's enough, right, b'nochrit haru yalirot, he's saying, no, she doesn't need to get of the age, right? The first Tanakama says she has to be. She has to have already seen blood. And Rabbi Meir then says, Rabbi Meir Omer, biru yalirot ba'afa pisha eina roa. Okay, so in the end, there's two ways of reading that source, which would then come to different conclusions about, is it just the age, or does she actually have to have known that she got her period already? Tanu Rabbanan. Now we get into an interesting machlok at Rabbi Rashbag. And I alluded to it when I read the Mishnah. Tola b'shomeret yom keneged yom, b'sheni shela, u'b'soferet shiva shelo tavla. You can even be tola in a zava ketana who's in her second day, where she's theoretically supposed to go to the mikvah today, but if she sees blood today, she has to wait an additional day. You can still be tola ba, even though you're making her situation worse. And likewise, in someone who's in the middle of Sheva Nikiyam, who hasn't yet gone to the mikvah. Lepichach, okay, therefore, he mitukene, v'chaverta mekokelet. Okay, remember this lepichach, we're going to come back to it. Therefore, the woman is fixed, meaning, right, remember, we weren't sure which woman it is. Well, the woman who wasn't in the middle of Zava, she's fine, and Chavirta is now Mekukelet, she's worse off than she was, because now this broke her Sheva Nikiyam, she has to start again, or she has to wait an extra day if she's a Zava Ketana. That's Divrei Rashbag. Rebbe Omer, Eina Tola. Lefichach, we can't be Tola in this woman, okay, we can't say, because she's already on her way out. Right, she's getting out of tuma. First of all, she's not b'cheskat tmea. She doesn't have blood coming out now. She's in her clean days, so to speak. Right, Sheva Nikiyam are really clean, and the shomeret yom keneged yom is also theoretically a clean day right now until she sees, and she theoretically should go to the mikveh that day. And therefore, so what happens in that, as a result? Well, if you can't be tole ba, then what happens? Lefichach shtehem mekukalot. Since we had a spot, it came from one of them. We don't know which one. Basically, according to Rebbe, equal chance, 50-50, it's either one. Therefore, they're both safek tmeot. So it's funny, because the mekukelet ends up mekukelet anyway, right? She gets messed up, but we can't say she's any more likely, and therefore the first woman, the other woman, also ends up mekukelet. Vishavin, however, Rebbe would agree with Rashbag, shito lavet shomeret yom keneged yom barishon shela, ubi yoshevet adam toar, ubi b'tula shetamea teorim. Okay, meaning there's three cases, or there's really more, but those are good three cases where maybe there aren't more actually. Well, Anita for sure. But anyway, if we can say that the blood messes up then the woman who is mekukelet, it doesn't make her any worse, or maybe it doesn't even make her problematic at all. Like that's if she's shomeret yom keneged yom, if she's a zava ketana, and she saw one day blood, and then the ketan was on that same day. Well, then we can assume it came from her. It's not going to mess her up anymore. She's still going to have to wait the next morning. She can go to the mikvah if she wants, wait the whole day, make sure she doesn't have blood. No change. Or if she's in her dam tohar days after birth, well, then if we attribute the blood to her, she's not even going to be tmeah. She'll be tohara. And the betula, shantamea tohorim, a betula, nida oraita, her blood is blood of a makkah. It doesn't make her a nida. Right, nida rabbanim, where goes there. But midoraita, no. So we can be tola, but betula, that the dam came from a betula. Okay, so therefore we can assume in all these cases that will be tola on the other person. Even Rebbe will say that. Now we're going to go back and say, lefichach de Rashbag lamali. Why do we need the lefichach in Rashbag's words, right? It was obvious what he said. In other words, once we said we could be tolaba, it's obvious to say that he metukenet and chavertam akukelet. So what do you need those extra words for? Mishum di Rebbe. They say, well, the Lepichach of Rashbag came because we need the Lepichach of Rebbe. Now they're obviously going to ask, why do we need the Lepichach of Rebbe? Lepichach di Rebbe Lamali. So let's go back and read Rebbe. Rebbe says, we're not Tola, right? We're not Tola on the Mikul Kelet. Therefore, Lepichach Shtehen Mikul Kalot. So why do you need to say that? Isn't that obvious? So they say, no. Mao de Tema hi de Ishtikach Ketem Gabat Tit Kalkel, Idach Lotit Kalkel, Kamashmalan. If originally we thought, well, you have someone who's already messed up, so let's put it on her. Well, if you can't put it on her, then maybe where should it go? It should go whoever the ketem is next to right now. In other words, if I've lent my clothing to you and I got it back and now I'm wearing it, well, I'm the one wearing it. It's in my reshut. Maybe I should be the one who's assumed the ketem came from me. So since you might, and it's disconnected to the first issue. It's just, well, if you don't have that chazaka, maybe we have a different chazaka. Where is it found? Right? If it's found by me, then I'm the one responsible. And maybe then, only one of them and not both. Therefore, kamashmalan, you need the lefichach to say, no, we don't go by that. That's not an indicator. Both of them end up being tmeot. Okay, now we're going to compare this to famous case of shnei shvilim. You remember this? Amar Rav Chisda, tamei v'tohor shalchu b'shnei shvilim. Echad tahor v'echad tamei. We've seen different permutations of this. You have two paths. One is tamei, one is tahor. You're not sure which one, or you're not sure. You know, there were two people in this case. One was tamei, one was tahor. We're talking about mate, by the way, about tumat mate. So one was tamei mate, and one wasn't. And can we assume, again, can we be tolim? Right, you asked, this has come up in other cases. Tolim, akokul b'mekalkel. So, banu l'machloket revi v'rashbag. So Rav Chisda says, this is the exact same machloket. Revi and Rashbag would have the same thing. Revi would say, we're not tolet, and Rashbag, and therefore both would be safek tameh. And Rashbag says, we're tolet, and therefore, right, we're going to say, the tameh one must have gone on the tameh path. Matkepla Rav Ada. Rav Ada doesn't like this comparison. He says, you're comparing apples and oranges. Ad kan lo kamu Revi hatam, ele ditravayu ki adadininu. There, they're both, in other words, in our case, they're ki hadadininu. What does that mean? Rebbe says, basically, both these women are both neither, okay, but let's take our case. We have a shomeret yom keneged yom on her second day. She's already, can go to the mikvah. So she's, in all intents and purposes, she's basically b'cheskat tahara. She's not bleeding anymore. This is where I said we're going to come back to this. So she's basically like the other woman, who's also b'cheskat tahara. Okay, the fact that she's on her way out, or even during Sheva Nikiyin, she's already on her clean days. So she's already kind of on her way out. So because of that, we're going to say that both women are equal, and they're both going to be tameot. But hacham may nafka lamina. But here, the tameh mate is tameh mate anyway. What's the difference whether he walked on this path or didn't walk on this path? He's still tameh mate. Now this doesn't address an important thing, which is tameh mate could be in the process of becoming tahor. Okay? He could be in the purification process, which is 7 days long, and what if he's in the middle of them? For some reason, they're just assuming that it's not. In other words, this question presumes that he's not trying to get out of it. He just happens to be tameh mate, and he's in a perpetual state of tumah mate. I guess he's just not getting out of it.
He's an undertaker.
What?
He's an undertaker,
maybe, okay. or again, look, in those days, if you weren't a Kohen trying to eat Truma, it didn't really matter if you were Tamei Mate. So it could be people didn't, you know, when there's no Beit HaMikdash. So, okay. So anyway, because of that, there's just no skin off his back, basically, to stay Tamei. Whereas the woman, there's a difference, right? It's also the presumption of Tahara, basically. Rav Chisda, yeah.
Another Nuji question.
Naomi's asking, why don't they just tell the woman to do an internal check? So the reason is because they don't know when the ketem came. The ketem could have come yesterday. So if they do a check now, the fact that they see blood now doesn't necessarily mean that they were seeing blood yesterday. Okay, even though we're going to see, the Gemara is going to talk about a case where they do it. The Mishnah, the next Mishnah is going to talk about a case where they do. If a woman were to have checked, then we can assume. But I assume that what they're talking here is where later the situation comes up and they just don't know what to do. And at that point, it's kind of a little too late to check. Because again, the ketem, we don't even know when it happened. It could have happened yesterday, 2 days ago. We don't know. So doing a check now doesn't necessarily mean anything.
The concept of tole, just attributing it to another time span or to a different cause.
You could attribute it to something else, yeah. But if the fact that you're bleeding now doesn't prove anything about whether that ketem was yours or not. You could have just gotten your period right now, but it doesn't mean that the ketem came from you. So checking doesn't necessarily prove in that kind of situation. maybe they'll give you a better indication, but it doesn't necessarily remove the doubt over the other woman. Okay. So now we're up to Rav Chista. So what's Rav Chista going to say? What, about the fact that this woman is bechazkat tahara, she's on her way out of tuma, so why would we attribute it to her? He says, sof sof, I tefila baya. She still needs to be tovel, so she's still not tmeah until she tovels, right? It's like innocent until proven guilty. She's not tahor until, right, you're tameh, till you've gone to the mikvah. Which, by the way, according to this, it would sound like if she's shomeret yom keneged yom that morning, she often goes to the mikvah in the morning. If she's already toveled, he might view this differently. Okay, because he's assuming she hasn't yet toveled. Itmar, it was said also, Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, tamei v'tahor v'afilu tahor v'taloi. Okay, he goes even farther. There was one person tamei, one person tahor, or one person tahor, and one person who's taloi. What does it mean, taloi? Safek tamei meit. Okay, now a safek tamei meit, for all intents and purposes, is like a tamei meit, because he's got to treat himself as if he's tamei meit. Shalchu v'shnei shvilin, achad tamei v'achad tahor, same case. Cholet tamei b'taloi v'tahor b'tahor. L'divrei hakol. He agrees with Rav Ada, who says, no, even Rebbe would agree in this case, right? It's not the same case. He agrees with that and says, no matter what, we're going to say tamei is tamei, tahor is tahor. Ba'amine Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yehuda bar Levi. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan asked the following question, Rabbi Yehuda bar Levi. Ma'u litlot ketem b'ketem? Can you be tolei? Here's a good question. A ketem, if one of the women had been tamei because of a ketem. Now again, being tamei because of a ketem is not the same as being tamei because of a flow. A flow is for sure. A ketem, we're not sure. So she's not exactly bechazkat tamei'ah. We treat her as she's tamei'ah, but she's not exactly. So can we assume, right, just because she had some other ketem that was attributed to her, can we assume that this ketem is also from her? So they say, Aliba de Rebbe lo tibayelach. The question isn't asked according to Rebbe. Why? Because right? In the case where she actually had blood coming out of her body, we said we're not tolet. We're not assuming it's her. Here where the blood came from, you know, somewhere else, we don't even know for sure they came from her body. Lo kol shekin. Of course we're not going to be tolet. Ki tibayelach, the question is asked to leave it derashbag. Hatamu, do we say? Hatamu de kachazim igufa, talia. When it comes from her body, we're going to be tolet. But hacha, but in our case where it's a ketem, that maybe it came from somewhere else, lo talia, we're not going to be told about. O dilma lo shnaur, does it not make a difference? So amar le, ein tolim. So the answer he got was, Rabbi Yehuda bar Levi says, we're not tola in the ketem, the woman who has a ketem. So if there's two women, one was tamei because of a ketem, and one, you know, was fine, tol rabbi, entirely, and we find a ketem on clothes that both of them wore, we can't be tola. Again, what's going to happen? They're both tamei ami safek. We can't be tola on the ketem one. Matan, here's a great answer. Lefisha ain't tolin. So they say, ain't tolin. What's the reason? Because ain't tolin. So the Aruch, who's the earliest dictionary written in the 11th century, he explains this as saying, right, exactly how we read it. You know, why? Well, I don't have a good answer, but it's just what it is. But many other Mefarshim say, no. Ain't tolin means we're not tolin exactly for the reason you gave before. You asked the question, do we go by this logic or do we go by that logic? We go by that logic of ain't tolin. And it's not like we're saying because, right, without period. But no, because we hold by the logic that says ain't tolin, which is, again, because the blood didn't come from her body, we're not going to assume that it's hers. Etive, or it's not clear that the blood of her first ketem came from her body. Okay, etive, question. Ein tolim ketem beketem. Okay, we can't be tolet. Okay, so we just said what? That according to Rashbag, right, we're not tolet. So first of all, this makes sense. This actually doesn't sound like it's questioning. It says you're not tolet a ketem on a woman who has a ketem, right? We're not tolet. Hish'ila, but here the Braita continues. Hish'ila chalukah l'nochlit. If she lent it to a non-Jewish woman, oli yoshevet al ketem, or to a woman who had a ketem, was tmeah because of a ketem, harezo tolaba. We could be tole on the nochrit or to the woman who saw a ketem. Oh, this is very confusing. Hagufakasha. The first line said, right, Resha Amar ain't tolin, Seif Amar tolin. This totally contradicted itself, this source. It started out saying, we're tole, we're not tole a ketem on a ketem. And then we said, we are tole on someone who is tmeah mishum ketem. So, before we even get to the difficulty of what this source raises issues about, on the Rashbag saying ain't tolim, first we have to say, what does this braita mean in any case? So the Gemara says, ha lo kashya, don't worry about the inner contradiction. Ha Rebbe, ha Rashbag. Ah, very simply, when we say ein tolin, the second part, the first part, that's Rebbe. When we say tolin, that's Rashbag. So the Braita brings the two different opinions without actually stating that it's bringing two opinions, but okay, that's one answer. We're going to have three answers, and then we're going to have a fourth, but we'll start with the first three. Ikeda Amre, some say, no, here's a better answer or a different answer. Hava ha Rebbe, both go according to Rebbe, who generally says, ain't tolin. Ha berishon shela, ha b'sheni shela. Depends what day she is of Zava. If she's in the first day of Zava, then Rebbe would say, we are tole, because remember, right, she sees a ketem, so we're going to consider Zava day, so we're going to consider her Zava ketana. Well, if we say today we're going to be tole, it doesn't mess her up anymore. It's only the second day that Rebbe says ain't tolin, because that's going to make her wait an extra day. Rav Ashi Amar Hava HaRashbag. Okay, he goes right, and as we started with, either one's Rebbe, one's Rashbag, or it's all Rebbe, and we can say this, or it's all Rashbag. How do we say the lokashi? How do we explain? Kan lemafreya, kan lahaba. When we say we're tolim, it means that we're tolim to say, okay, now we take this woman who has a ketem. Right now, she was already tmei amishum ketem, which means that any tarot she dealt with going back, right, are going to be going back to whenever she started wearing the baguette, are going to be tmeot. So now, if we have this ketem, this new ketem, we want to go retroactively also, be matame things retroactively, and we're going to say, and now you're also tmei from here on in. Retroactively, we're going to attribute it to the one who already had the ketem, because anyway, her retroactive, all her tarot were anyway messed up, so it's not changing anything. Going forward, though, we're not going to mess her up. Okay. Mikomakom kasha. Now, in any case, what do you see here? According to this, right, what is Rashbag says, we can be tole on the ketem. Okay, on the woman, it said at the end of the Mishnah, right, that according to Rashbag, right? And we just said the Rashbag said ain tolin. So again, according to the explanations we gave, right? Either it's Rashbag who says that we are tole, or, right? So we see that we are tole. So how could that be? So, right? Because remember, what did Bar Levi say? Rabbi Yehuda, he said that we're not, right, again, Rashbag says we're tola on Anida or a Zava, but we're not tola on someone who is Tmei'a Mishum, she saw a Ketem. And these seem to indicate, no, we can be tola on someone in a Ketem in some sort of way, right, depending on how you read it. So I'm a Ravina, here comes explanation number four. He says, no, you all read that source wrong. Lo kashya, hachi kama, this is the way it should be read. Hish'ila chalukah lenochrit. Ba'alat ketem harezo tolaba. Okay, you have to read the words. The words of the Braita read like this. Remember, it started off with ein tolin ketem beketem. That Ravina says is true. Ein tolin, and that matches what we said about Rashbag. We're not tol on a woman who sees a ketem, right? We don't assume it's hers because she didn't see it coming out of her body. So now, second part, I'm reading in the original Braita. Hish'ila chaluka lenochrit, o liyoshevet ala ketem, right? Or, right, either in a chrit, or to someone who is sitting on a ketem, which meant she's to me amishum ketem. Now he says, no, it's not yoshevet ala ketem. It is ila chalukah lenochrit, ba'alat haketem, the woman who has the ketem in her property right now, harezo tolaba. She can be tola on the nochrit. Okay, now, obviously the question is, well, that doesn't match the words at all. So, ha, oli yoshevet ala ketem katani, but it says, Hayoshevet, oh Hayoshevet, right, first of all it says or, which sounds like it's giving a second case, it's not all one case, and it's talking about the one who's Yoshevet ala ketem katani. So they say, hachi kamar, this is how it should be read. Either she gives it to a nochrit, oh li Yoshevet al dam tohar, they change the words, it's not Yoshevet ala ketem, it's Yoshevet al dam tohar. Okay, then, where's the ketem come in? Ba'alat ketem tolhaba. In other words, if she gave it to an achrit or to a woman who was in the middle of her tahor bleeding days of after birth, then we can attribute the ketem, the ba'alat ketem, who sees the ketem now, can be tola on one of those women. But she can't be tola on a woman who is tamei mishum ketem. Okay? Again, it requires a changing of words, but not as difficult as the first option. Okay? And then, in which case, it doesn't, right? So in order to explain the contradiction against Rav Shimon Gamliel, we have to explain the Braita in a bit of a different way. Okay. Now we're getting to the part about Rabbi Nechemia says that if it's on something that's not Mekabel Tum'ah, It's not a problem. Amar Rav Matna, my time under Rabbi Nechemia. What's his reasoning? Dichtiv v'nikta la'aretz teshev. It's a pasuk in Yeshayahu Perek Gimel. They darsh up in this pasuk, kevan sheyashva la'aretz nikta. If she sat on the ground and saw blood, she's going to be nikia. She's not going to be, it's not going to be a problem because we learned already the ground is not mekabel tumah. It's not susceptible to impurities. So that's his text proof again. It's not really where he got his halacha from, but he can connect it at least to a pasuk. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Mitaher haya Rabbi Nechemia afilu ba'achorei kli cheres. Okay, remember our kli cheres? Kli cheres is only mitameh, right? Earthenware vessels. If, let's go back to shretzim, okay, creatures. If a sheretz, a dead sheretz, falls into the airspace of the kli, it will be tameh. But if it touches the outside of the kli, it doesn't become tameh. Whereas other utensils do become tameh by touching the outside. So now they say, which makes sense, that if even b'achorei kli cheres, if the dam got on, right, if she sees a ketem, achorei kli cheres, we're going to say, oh, we don't have to worry about it because it's not mekabel tumah. Now, isn't that pretty obvious? If the outside of a kli cheres isn't metame, well then, if it's not mekabel tumah, then, so the Gemara says, pshita, isn't that pretty obvious? So they say, ma'u detema ligzor gabe gabo atu tocho kamashmanan. You might have thought, no, since here we have two different parts of one kli, and if it would go inside the kli, we view it as a ketem. Maybe the outside of kli, we're also going to view it as a ketem. Kamashmalan, that we don't. Okay, we're not goes there that, you know, people might confuse and come to be mekel if it goes inside the kli. No, we're not at all, and that's why it wasn't pshita. Amar Abaye, another case we're going to be mitaher. Amar Abaye mitaher haya Rabbi Nechemia b'matlaniyot she'em b'hem shalosh al shalosh shelo chazyan lo la'aniyim v'lo la'ashirim. Talked about this a long time ago, about the size of a beged to be considered something that's mekabel tumah. It has to be something that either a rich person can use or even a poor person. So if it's 3 by 3 etzbaot, okay, 3 fingers width by 3 fingers width, it has to be that minimum size in order to be considered mekabel tumah, because otherwise, even an ani won't use a cloth that's so small. Okay, I'm assuming, I didn't check this out, but I'm assuming that's why batika cloths are that size, because they have to be a certain size to be mekabel tumah, right? So therefore, right, another thing about them, by the way, right, this is, they have to be pure cotton or something, right, not synthetic materials. That's where we get to the pads and the toilet paper and things like that. They're made from synthetic materials, then it's more of a problem. And it's not a problem, right? It's less of a problem. Right. It's not mekabel tumah. And then if you'd see on it, it wouldn't be an issue. Okay, Darish Rav Chia Bar Rav Matna Mishmei Derav Halacha Ke Rabbi Nechemia. Okay, he taught the following that we pass on like Rabbi Nechemia. Amar Le Rav Nachman Abatne Maaseh Ba Lefnei Chachamim. He says, why are you paskening like him? There was a maaseh that happened where they were betame v'timum. Va'at Amar Halacha Ke Rabbi Nechemia. In other words, he says, how can you hold that when I know there was a braita that says that this case happened, and they were matame, even though, right, they made the woman in need it, even though it was on something that wasn't makabel tumah. Maihi, what's the case? Shtei nashim shayu tochonot berechayim shel yad. They were using a hand millstone. V'nimtza dam tachat apnimit. Shtehen tmeot. And we find dam underneath the inner one, and as one was closer to the rechayim, and one was a little farther away. And they're both tmeot, because while they're turning it, theoretically, the one on the outside could move into the space of the inner one. But tachet achitzona, if it's more, if they found the blood under the outer woman, hachitzona tmeava pnimi torah, the woman that's closer to the rechaim doesn't end up in the outer space. Only the one in the outer space ends up in the inner space, right? We've seen other cases with outer inner space, right? With the house that was inner. Same kind of idea here, because they're all moving closer to the rechaim and not farther away from it. Bein time, if it's between the two of them, shtehen tmeot. Okay, then both are going to be tmeot if it's right in between. We still haven't gotten to the maaseh. Hayama aseven imtza dam al svata shel ambati. Here comes our case. They found blood on the lip of the bathtub. Ve al alesh shel zayit, and on a leaf of an olive tree. B'sha'ashe b'sikot et ha-tanur, while they were heating up the oven. Ubama aseh lefnei chachamim b'tim'um. And the rabbis said their tmeot, even though the blood was on items that are not mekabel tumah. So what do they answer? Don't worry about that. Tanahi, it's a machloket tanaim. So the fact that this maaseh happened in the time of the tanaim, there was a machloket still at that time. Now we already paskened, like Rabbi Nechemia. How do we know that it's a machloket tanaim? Titania says in the following braita, Rabbi Yaakov b'tameh, Rabbi Nechemia mitahel. Hulu chachamim ke Rabbi Nechemia. The braita says that Rabbi Yaakov is b'tameh, Rabbi Nechemia is mitahel. That shouldn't bother us because the rabbis then pasken like Rabbi Nechemia. And in fact, we pasken that way. Okay, new Mishnah. Shalosh nashim shayu sheinot b'mita achat. Three women sleeping in one bed. V'nimtza dam tachat achat mehem. And they find blood underneath one of them. So remember what we talked about in the bed, everybody moves around and all that, right, with the clothing in the bed? So likewise here. Kulan tmeot. We're going to assume they're all tmeot. Now here comes, this is what you asked before, Naomi. Badka achat mehem. If one of them happened to check, okay, we're going to see how soon after she had to have checked. But if she happens to check, v'nimtza tmea, and it turns out she was bleeding, that can resolve the issue. Okay, so here they use the bedika as a resolution. Okay, now not that they say she should check, like you suggested, but if she did, we're going to assume she's the one who's tmea and the others are fine. V'tolot zo bazo, right? They can assume the other. V'im lo hayu reuyin livot roinotan ki ilu hem reuyot. Okay, we're going to see exactly what that means. Okay, so we'll hold off on this. What that means, if they're ruin lirot, etc. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, v'hu shebadkat ma b'shiur veset. She has to have checked immediately, because if she didn't check immediately, and this is, goes back to what I said before, which is, we don't know exactly when this ketem happened, right? But we can assume, okay, the three women are in the bed, it must happen recently. So now, when she checks, if she checks right away, we can assume that that blood was attributed to her. But if she waits, then it could be that maybe just now she got a period and that the blood wasn't from her. Savala kibarpat. The fact that Rabbi Yehuda says, in the name of Rav, that it's only if she checked herself immediately, he must hold like barpada, da'amar. Okay, and this goes back to, when did we see this shiur vesa, you have to check immediately? This goes back to, if a woman's engaged in a sexual relationship with her husband, and then starts, right, sees blood on her bedika after, the question is, right, there was a difference between right after, what if she got off the bed and had time to wipe herself, right, there were different stages. So, we're going to say, Rav Yehuda, in the name of Rav, who said, must be, she checked herself immediately, must hold like barpada. What did barpada say? Damar, kol sheba'ala b'chatat, tarotat me'ot. If her husband gets a korban chatat, meaning if she checked herself right away, then her husband's going to have to bring, and she's going to have to bring a korban chatat, because it means that they must have had relations while she was in Yida, then all her tarot are going to be tmeot, right? We're going to go to mafreya, be metame, tarot she dealt with. Okay? Ba'ala ba'asham taloi, but if he brings an asham taloi, because he's not sure, right? That's the, you're not sure if he did it or not, if she was in Yida, right? Because she checked within a certain, right, it was, she checked a little bit later, then tarotat tuluyo. Then we're not sure what to do with her tarot, right? There's suffix. Ba'ala patur, if it was already so much later that we don't consider him to be, right, he's not chayav at all, we assume a period came later, then tarotera tahorot. Okay, then anything she dealt with is going to be tahor. Now the assumption is that he must be holding like Barpada, because he said she has to check Kishir Veset, and that will indicate that it was definitely her. Otherwise, we don't know. It's all suffix. Same as Barpada said. Rabbi Yoshaya disagreed with Barpada. Hu amar afilu ba'ala b'chatat tarotat tluyot. Even if her husband brings a chatat, it still doesn't make her for sure Anida. Okay? Even though he has to bring Koran chatat, still her tarotat are suffix. Okay? We can Mida Rabbana, we can make them lemafreya, but Mida Oraita, they're not, they're tluyot. Okay, bishlama hatam imor shamash akve ladam. So now we say, wait a minute. It makes sense in that case, in the case where they're having sexual relations, we can say that the blood didn't come out while they were having sexual relations, and it came out immediately after. Why? Because shamash akve ladam. That's his aver being there prevented the blood from coming out. But here, if the blood was in her, why did it wait to come out till she checked, right? It should have come out before. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiya, Mashal to Rabbi Yoshaya, Lama Devar Domeh. So now he explains why, and that's why, one second, that's why, right there, that's why they're comparing here a woman who's, she's dealing with Taharot and then blood comes out. So the question is, do we go Lemafreya? So they say, if she would have seen, if it would have happened when she was dealing with the tarot, right, what happened? She's dealing with tarot, and then she goes and checks right after. So if she checks, they're comparing. I wasn't clear about this. They're comparing a woman checking after. We're now on, like, there's three topics here. There's the three women in the bed. We've already moved. We're kind of away from that right now. We've gotten on a tangent. We compared a woman after having sexual relations, where we assume if she checks right after, the assumption is the blood was there before, it just came out now. What if she's dealing with tarot and then sees blood right after? So there they say, no. If she sees blood right after, that doesn't mess up her tarot. Again, we always go lemafreya, but that's always derabanan. Remember, we go made late, me derabanan. But on a doraita level, the tarot that she dealt with, now what's the difference? We don't have to burn truma, let's say. Let's say she's eating truma or touching truma. Let's say she's setting up the table for dinner. And then she immediately after sees blood. So he says, me doraita, you don't burn that stuff.
What's the difference? Because
that and having sexual relations is different. There you'd have to bring korban chatat, you'd be vadai. Because he was inside her, he prevented the blood from coming out. Because when you're setting the table or doing that, the blood would have come straight out right then. The fact that you only saw it later doesn't necessarily mean it was there before. You can't prove that it was there before. Whereas with the man, we could assume it was there before. It came out right. If it came out right away, it means that he was just preventing it from coming out. Yeah, okay, one can argue. Again, this is Gemara logic. One can argue with it, right? There's different ways to view it. Okay, now, that was all, like I said, this is an aside. Because we started with Barpada. Once we brought Barpada, we're bringing Rabbi Yoshia, who disagrees with him. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah. Now Rabbi Yirmiyah just says, "Mashal to Rabbi Yoshaya lemad devar domeh." To what can you compare Rabbi Yoshaya's statement? LeYelav is aken shayum alchim baderech. Kol zman shayum baderech, yelad shohel lavo. Okay, and that is when young, right? What's the word? Somebody could walk pretty fast is walking with an older person, so he'll walk very slow to kind of keep with him. But kol zman Nichnesu la'ir, as soon as they got to the city, yelam b'maher lavo. He kind of leaves the old guy and he goes off, and he runs up ahead. So that's like the blood when they're in the middle of sexual relations, it can't come out, but as soon as he comes out, so the blood comes out. It's a bit of a weird analogy. I'm not sure what you gain by doing this mashal. Va'amar abayim, mashal drabi yashay lamad devar domeh. He gives a different example. La'adam shonotein etzva ba'ayim. Right. Except I think we saw a different one. Kozman she'etzba ba'ayin dim'asho halavo. If you keep your finger in your eye, it prevents the... We saw something else with the eye and the tearing. But it prevents the tears from coming out. Natala etzba, as soon as you take your finger out, all of a sudden all the tears dim'ame meheret lavo. They all come pouring out.
As long as the tears in the eye, it'll keep tearing up. Because as soon as you stop, it was the opposite.
Right. It was different. Okay. V'tolot zobazo. Now we're going to get to this last line, which we were confused a little bit about, which is... Right, ushtehen tolot zo bazo v'imayu v'imlo ayu ruin lirot ruin otan ki iluhem ruuyot. So what does this mean? Tanu rabbanan ketzad tolot zo bazo. How can in which case can they start depending on one on the other? Ubara b'sheina ubara tola ubara b'sheina ubara. If one's pregnant, remember all these women who are called misuleket. I mean, we assume they don't bleed generally. So if one was pregnant and one wasn't, we assume it came from the non-pregnant woman. Okay, it's just very obvious. Again, a nursing woman and a non-nursing woman. We can assume, right, the minika is fine and the anaminika is going to be problematic. Again, same thing. Menopausal, right, we can assume it wasn't her. Again, betula here means young, she hasn't gotten her period yet, so she can assume it's not the ana betula. Hayu shtehen ubarot, shtehen minikot, shtehen zkenot, shtehen betulot, zoi shashaninu, lo hayu ru'uyot lirot, ro'in ki'ilu hein ru'uyot. Here we have a case where these are people who are not ru'uyot to see, but yet the blood came from one of them, right? So we're going to have to assume, even though they're not ru'uyot lirot, we're going to view them as if they're ru'uyot lirot, and they're going to become tme'ot, misafek. Again, we're going to have both of them become safek because we don't know which one more than the other. Thank you.